KO4HKX. KO4HQX. Are you there, Patrick? WB9AYD. 4HQX. KO4HQX. Patrick, are you there? WB9AYD.
KX. KO4HKX. And just so you know, sir, enter OTR.
Thank you. I knew I had it. Chad told me, and I got a quick lost memory there, so I'll write it down. So I'm just checking to see if he's in there. WB9AYD.
That helps, sir. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm 76 years old. Take care. And Joe TR, I'm sure you'll be back shortly.
KG4 PSI.
Good evening, Don. How you doing, buddy?
I got trees down all in my yard. One of them great big one fell on my outbuilding out there, my shop. And it's still on it. It crushed it. I got some guys supposed to come maybe Friday to bring a crane out here to try to get it off of there. But other than that, nobody got hurt.
Good, but it don't make you feel any better that you lost a building. I'll tell you, it's we got sidetracked all over town there earlier today. I had to come by the VA and order some medicine. And so we was coming side streets down Augusta in different places. And wow, there's some houses with trees that's got to be over 100 years old down, and some of the roads are still almost completely blocked. One of them was down here by Josie's. When we turned off Wade Hampton, had to turn around. This has been a real booger, Don.
The one that fell on my building must be 100 years old. It's a big oak tree. I can't reach around it. That's how big it is. But anyway, we got out of it with just damage in the yard, damage to my building, but no damage to my house. And then on top of all that, I had a breaker go bad. I had to call an electrician out here to fix it for me. And he said, you was 76, I'm 80. I'll be 84 in November, so we're both getting on down the road, ain't we?
A little space in there for Patrick to break in. Well, that should have been an easy fix. All you had to do is snap a new one in there, but it had to be the right one, of course. But I was an electrician for 50 years. That might give me a little advantage.
For LOO break.
Go ahead, break.
Triple 204KHX, Patrick.
Don's not answering right at the moment. There's been a couple of calls. They're probably getting some chow. This is N0TR.
N0TR, I think you and I have spoken before. This is Tal. I don't know if you remember my name, but I'm Tal. KQ4LOO.
Alpha Lima. Yes, sir. I remember the name. Well, they'll be back around. They've been right here, Johnny, on the spot for hours and hours and hours. They're doing a great job, but another gentleman called about 5 minutes ago, and they haven't been back yet.
I don't know how much signal I'm going to have, depending on where I'm getting ready to drive through, but I wanted to get it while I got a signal. I'm parked, by the way, in the spot where I can actually get a signal and get one out. Apparently, I know that they sent some information out about looking for my aunt that lives in Asheville, and my cousin lives in the same area. But apparently, the Cajun Navy is operating in that area right now, and I don't know what frequency they're operating on. If somebody can figure that out, maybe they can go and do a SNO operation looking for them.
Roger. I think you better wait till Patrick or John gets back, SOE, K4SOE. They're the only ones that can answer a question like that for you. You're about a 5x5 on the repeater here. You're about half white noise, half signal, and I can copy you very well just for reference.
This is W4SOE.
SOE, did you copy my transmission to him?
Hi, Pedestrian Mobile. Walking around the church property here. What can I help you with?
I received some information that the Cajun Navy is currently operating in the Asheville, Flat Rock, and Chimney Rock area, and my aunt is MIA at the moment, and Patrick knows about her. He's got her information. I don't know what frequency they are operating on, because I know that they do operate on hams, but I don't know what frequency. So if somebody can figure that out and reach out to them, maybe they can do a search and rescue operation. Well, not necessarily search and rescue, but at least making contact with her if possible.
I've spoken to Patrick. He has her information, and you're looking for a health and welfare check.
I see. That would be definitely health and welfare. Nobody's heard from her and her family. Everybody's reached out to her. Nobody can get a hold of her. And we're also looking for her son, which is my cousin. So nobody's heard from any of them.
All right, let me get a notepad. I'm typing with one hand on my cell phone. Give me your call sign.
KQ4LOO. That's Kilo Lima 4. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar. And I'm Tao.
I am usually tracking from down at my QTH in Greenville. I came up to help set up an HF antenna, so I don't have my notepad in front of me. Let me find Patrick and hang out on the machine, and I'll have him call you back. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
My call sign. He knows who I am. I'm going to have to drive somewhere, but I don't know how well of a signal I'm going to have. So I figured I'd stop for a minute or two while I had an opportunity, but I definitely have to be somewhere else in just a few minutes. So I might have to take off.
KO4HK. You?
Roger, I'm here.
I have still not heard anything on your aunt or anybody else up that way, so still working on that one.
I was just relaying the information that apparently the Cajun Navy is working up in that area, but I don't know what frequency they're operating on. And I do know that they do, they try to make contact with people that are missing. So if anybody can figure out what frequency they're on and relay the information that you have to them, maybe we can find out something.
HKX, they're taking that straight from emergency services, MCOM, up that way. But we can relay them through the Mount Mitchell, and I've already relayed that yesterday, and I've checked on it today.
Like I said, still nobody's heard anything from them as to this point, so perhaps maybe if you could remind them. I don't know if they took down the information via writing it down or whatever, I don't know, but definitely my sister and the rest of my family are extremely worried about them.
I will jump up there right now if somebody can monitor this frequency and see if I can get through again. KO4HKX.
Thank you. Like I was just telling the other gentleman, I have to take off. I don't know how well a signal I'm going to have to where I'm going. So if you can take down my phone number, it'd be wonderful. You can shoot me a text or something.
Go ahead.
That would be area code 828-551-6536. Once again, area code 828-551-6536.
828-551-6536.
Copy.
Roger that. KO4HKX. Standing by for a moment.
KQ4LOO. I'm sorry for interrupting the rest of y'all's conversation with this, but this is something that my family's concerned about.
So, Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar. I'm headed back to the radio room. I'll talk with Patrick.
taking for LOLOC.